Heute ist der 25. September 2014 und im Verlauf der ganzen Tour ist es das erste Mal, dass dieses Interview in deutscher Sprache geführt wird. Okay. Und das ist ein...
Can do it in English as well.
Okay, then we, well, no, then we switch. No, okay, now, now it's too late. Okay, okay, okay. Now, now we do it in English, because actually we have many English listeners as well. Okay. So then we'll do it in English. So. Okay. And this is a very interactive interview, as you've heard. Good, Matthias, yeah. Maybe you present yourself first of all. And
okay. So my name is Matthias Hohnsee. I'm Silicon Valley Bureau Chief of Wirtschaftswoche, which is even in German hard to pronounce. So it basically means Business Week, German Business Week. So I'm based in Silicon Valley and I cover all United States companies, so mostly high tech. Came here 16 years ago and had the privilege basically to write a weekly column about what's going on in Silicon Valley. So I saw a lot of companies being born, like eBay, where we are today, PayPal, or Google or Facebook. And it's, after all those years, still very exciting. So it's a very dynamic place here, full of ideas and full of successful companies, but also of companies which failed.
Matthias, when you meet now the German editors group here, do you meet them as a German, or what do you think are their specific interests in this kind of new topics which you have been deciphered for so long?
I think it's more, I see myself more as a crossover function, so I'm basically here in the United States to observe what is going on, and then I have my weekly column, so I have to translate it to my German readers. So I have a kind of a European approach when I'm judging things or I'm writing about things, and I'm always trying to translate. So what does it mean for Europe? And especially since it's just a myth. You cannot copy an idea and bring it over to Germany. I mean, in most of the cases, it doesn't work. But what is interesting and why it's so, I think, also very beneficial for German publishers to come here is that you can get a sense in a general way what is going on here. What are the biggest trends? How is the distribution of content changing? Mm-hmm. Which are the new companies they could deal with as competitors or even as customers? Mm-hmm. And I think Silicon Valley gives, it's a little bit like a time warp. I mean, what happens here, usually you feel like 9 or 12 months later in Europe. Mm-hmm. Not in the very same way, mm-hmm. but at least a little bit. And mm-hmm. it's always beneficial to look ahead and just decide for yourself, okay, mm. what trend is going on here and how does it impact my business and what should I do? And if I have like 6 months ahead, I mean, that's very beneficial. Yeah. That's a big advantage.
What is very specific to the US market, which could be transferred to markets in Europe, especially in Germany, and what are not?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of differences between Germany, Europe, and the United States. And I interview a lot of entrepreneurs, also a lot of entrepreneurs from Germany who come over to Silicon Valley and are trying to start a company. And I think the biggest difference is if you need an investor in Germany, usually the investor wants to know, okay, I'm giving you this money, so what is the revenue and what is the net income? And I want to see a profit as soon as possible. Here it's the other way around. It's usually, okay, that's a great idea. How can we make sure that we get as much customers as possible? Mm-hmm. And don't think about the profit. Mm-hmm. We can deal with it later. But first we have to tackle the market and capture market share. And I've got that from so many entrepreneurs from Germany. So, for instance, Iyad Mardisch from ResearchGate mm-hmm. in Berlin, who told me, well, the biggest difference for him was to have an U.S. investor who told him, don't go the route and don't try to get as much revenue as possible or try to come to a profit. First, please enter the market and get as much share as possible. Mm-hmm. And I think his advisor, I forgot the name, but his advisor was actually one of the early guys from Facebook. Mm-hmm. And that's what he told me. That was the biggest difference to him. And that's also, one of the reasons why we don't have so many German startups. Mm. Because especially in the internet, it's very hard to come up with a working business model, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. basically generates mm-hmm. Profit during the first 6 or 12 months. It's mm-hmm. almost impossible. And here it's different. Here it's more, okay, let's invest in this company and then let's see if it's popular, we are going to invest further. Mm-hmm. And if not, so we are not going to invest anymore. That's also very strict. I mean, that's also for Germany. Mm-hmm. In Germany, I think if they invest in a company, they usually would stick longer to it. Mm-hmm. Here, it's really brutal. So if a company is not working out, okay, that's it, over. Yeah. But if it works out, then they have room basically to improve their business model and mm-hmm. to get more in investments.
Now, let's a little look ahead, because you've been here for so long time. Maybe we cannot have the crystal ball for the future, but I think there are some challenges which have major impact to the future, and maybe you can tell us at least two or three of those which may have been of importance for the next couple of years.
I think here in Silicon Valley, what happened, especially over the last 2 years, is there is a mismatch between the startups, the digital economy, and the traditional economy. So a lot of people, especially in San Francisco, are a little bit fed up with companies like Google or Facebook, mm-hmm. especially with well-paid employees of Google who live in San Francisco, driving up rental prices or house prices, and then they are being shuttled every day in special buses to the Silicon Valley. And so there are a lot of protests against it, and it's something new, because it wasn't in the past. It was like, okay, there's Google and there's Facebook and mm-hmm. all those new young company who wants to mm-hmm. which want to change the world, mm-hmm. and now it's more, okay, I mean, they are doing well, but where does it leave us? Mm-hmm. And I recently talked to Jeffrey Moore, mm-hmm. who is a management consultant, so very famous in Silicon Valley for Crossing the Chasm, his very influential book, and he told me that he really worries about the middle class mm-hmm. in the United States. And the problem is that the middle class is shrinking. Mm-hmm. In the past, usually low-paying jobs went away, and now we have a situation where also high-paying jobs are going away because of technology, or they are being outsourced and so on with digital technology. Mm. The problem is that it also diminishes the customer base. Mm. So there are less and less customers who are actually able to afford the goods which Silicon Valley produces or which Apple produces. And he told me that he doesn't have a solution right now, but he thinks that in the future it will dramatically change our society, and that basically more and more people have to become like an entrepreneur if they want to belong to the middle class. So which means that you not only have one job, but you have another company or your own company on the side, or your wife is also working different jobs. And of course, these digital tools make it possible. And we are here at eBay. I don't know how many sellers eBay basically have created. So small entrepreneurs who are selling their stuff over eBay or over Amazon. And the good thing is that there is an infrastructure which was not there before. Mm. The big question is if in the end, if it will further the divide, or if that it's going to be a solution to get a new thriving middle class. But the answer is out. Mm-hmm.
Matthias, thank you very much indeed. I think we have covered quite a wide horizon of questions, and it was not easy to answer to them. Because of that, there's a little reward. I give you an extra 1 or 2 minutes, and you just say what is your intention or your message or your dream.
My hope is that basically journalism survives, because, I mean, I have been an entrepreneur before. I know how hard it is, and I found that my mission is basically being a journalist, talking to people and observing and analyzing stuff. And my hope is that in the future that there is still a market for good journalism, for people who wants to enjoy a story and who not only wants to enjoy crazy headlines from Upworthy or BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. Or I'm optimistic that there's going to be a market for that. What I don't know yet, and even after all those years in Silicon Valley, I don't know of the non plus ultra business models everybody is searching for. I mean, right now, the scarcest resource is basically the attention of customers. But I think if you are able to come up with really great content or really great stories, and I think then you are being able to survive. And so I work for a business magazine. And so if I look at The Economist, for instance, I mean, it's still a very good organization and they're doing pretty well. Yeah. And my hope is that we are going to have great, good journalism in the future as well.
Thank you, Matthias. That was the outpost for the Wirtschaftswoche here in the U.S., beside your colleagues who are staying there over in New York, I think. I think you're two guys, right?
Yeah, that's a colleague of mine, Martin.
Martin and you. So you really cover the whole U.S. I think it's a big job. And thank you to have shared some of your insights with us today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.